WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your pal Leo Weston back again with another dose of daily mind training on Heal Your Attention Span. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, unexpected setbacks, tough relationships, those days when you just feel like the world is against you. But here's the thing, how we react to these challenges, how we pick ourselves back up and keep going, that's what truly defines us. Today, we're diving deep into emotional healing and resilience, because let's be real, a strong mind starts with a healthy heart. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster, soaring high 1 minute and plummeting to rock bottom the next? That's totally normal, but it doesn't have to control your life. Building resilience means learning to navigate those tough feelings, understanding their roots, and finding ways to bounce back stronger than ever. So, what are some practical steps we can take on this journey? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my own game. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step to healing is actually feeling your feelings. Don't bottle them up or try to ignore them. Pretending they aren't there just makes things worse in the long run. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, anger, frustration, whatever comes up. It might seem counterintuitive, but accepting these emotions helps you process them and move on. 2. Find healthy outlets. You know that feeling when you've had a tough day and just need to let off some steam? Instead of reaching for unhealthy coping mechanisms like binge-watching or overeating, guilty. Try channeling those emotions into something constructive. Go for a run, write in a journal, hit the gym, listen to music, spend time in nature, whatever helps you release that pent-up energy in a positive way. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all experience setbacks. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer to a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and it's okay not to be perfect. 4. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or consider reaching out to a therapist. Sharing your struggles and hearing from others who understand can make a world of difference. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This might seem simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things, a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. When you focus on gratitude, it shifts your perspective and helps you see the brighter side of things. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman juggling a demanding job, caring for her elderly parents, and trying to maintain a social life. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and exhausted. She pushes herself to the limit, but eventually, it all catches up with her. She experiences burnout, anxiety, and feels completely drained. Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. So, what does she do? She starts by acknowledging her feelings of stress and overwhelm. She makes time for self-care activities like yoga and meditation. She seeks support from her friends and family, who offer encouragement and understanding. Sarah also begins practicing gratitude by focusing on the positive aspects of her life, her loving family, her fulfilling career, and her close-knit community. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to heal emotionally and build resilience. She learns to manage her stress effectively, find joy in the simple things, and navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Remember, emotional healing is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and commitment. But with each step you take towards self-care, self-compassion, and connection, you're building a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. So, what are you going to do today to nourish your emotional well-being? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.